Madam Clerk, today is Monday, June 22nd, council meeting for the City of Fairburn. Would you call the roll, please?
I'm sorry, Mayor. The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Cordish Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Allen.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
DJ.
He's muted.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Okay, I'm going to ask everyone, if you're not speaking, to please mute your phones. We're getting a lot of background noise, and I really can't hear at the present time. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, would you give us the invocation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful city called Fairburn, God. We lift up our mayor, Elizabeth Carhurst. We thank you for all the wonderful citizens, all workers and employees, and we bless you for us, your council, God. We bless you tonight that we will do your will and in the excellence you so ordain. We thank you that we are on one accord with one vision of keeping Fairburn blessed and situated to succeed. We declare that there is no division tonight, but only unity. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen.
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 Amen. The first item on the agenda tonight, we have four discussion items. The first discussion item is the reopening of city facilities. As you all may already know, a lot of the cities have already started to reopen. College Park on last Thursday reopened their parks. They reopened their playgrounds, their pavilion, basketball court, tennis court, and they also reopened their walking trail. College Park Auditorium and their other main facilities are also open on July the 15th. So we just need to have a discussion tonight on when we plan to reopen. I think the governor is giving another direction to the state either Wednesday or Thursday of this week, and we'll know exactly where he's going. But from talking to some people in the Capitol, it looks like the governor is going to totally open up the state of Georgia within the next 2 weeks, say July 12th. So we just need to have some kind of direction on where we're going, since we're not going to be meeting again as a council until July 27th. So the floor is open for us to have a discussion on where we're going as far as the reopening of city facilities.
Mayor, this is Alex Heath. I'm in favor of us opening up when the state does. July 12th, I believe is what you said, or 15th.
Yes.
I think that would be, I think that's an adequate amount of time that we've actually been closed. And I think the citizens are ready to be able to take advantage of our parks and recreation. So I'm in favor of doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Heath. So if we're looking to open up, when we talk about parks, are we talking about trying to do a soft opening? Because I think Mr. Colbert might be on the line, and he will tell us that we're still going to have some problems with trying to open up the pool. I don't know if the pool is going to be something we're going to be able to do today. I mean, this year. But a soft opening may be something that we can do out in Duncan Park, because a lot of people are calling and they want to walk. We get calls here every day, just wanting to go through the park to walk. But we'll have to decide whether or not we're going to open completely the basketball courts, tennis courts, or the playground. So, you know, even if the governor gives us a July 12th reopening, I just need to know from council if you all want to just open everything back up in the park on the 12th. How do you want to do it?
This is Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. I'm in favor of the soft opening, and with that same date, like, you know, whenever the governor opens up everything, July 12th. But I also had a question about our last conversation about the restrooms. Did we have anything that we came up with about servicing the restrooms and keeping them clean?
Mr. Colbert, are you on the line? John Colbert? Harvey, are you on the line, Mr. Stokes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you and Mr. John had a conversation concerning the bathrooms. You want to relay to council what that discussion was?
Yes, because the last meeting I stated that the street department was short on help. Me and Mr. Colbert got together and decided that we would try to use some of seasonal workers, since they're already in the budget. And we could, my guys would come in the morning, clean the restroom, and they would take it home, making sure it was sanitized as it was used during the day. We haven't finalized it yet, but we're getting close to finalizing that.
Okay.
And can you hear me, Mayor?
Yes, please.
Can you hear me, Mayor?
I can.
Okay, good. Yes, Mr. Stokes is correct. I did look at the job description of a couple of my pool attendant positions that could be used to follow up on the restroom cleaning. So we have that covered, I believe, at this time.
Okay.
We would hire two temporary people, and they will know that that's part of their day-to-day assignments.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. So it's my understanding, council, that you are not in favor of us trying to open up the pools for this year. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mayor.
Yes, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm assuming that the decision from council is that we will open up, if the governor opens the state up on July 12th or whatever date he opens the state up, that the city will follow suit. And we will do a soft opening in the park with the opening so that people can walk. But we would have the basketball goals and the tennis closed. What about the pavilions?
The pavilion, it's possible the issue will be social distancing, even though according to the last emergency ordinance, I think from the governor's office, you can have at least up to 50 people, but I don't know whether we could do that adequately. I had anticipated hopefully we could do something in the fall, maybe, but if that's the desire of the mayor and council, we will follow suit.
Okay. I have a question, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
This is to Mr. Colbert. In reference to your temporary employees that will be attending the bathrooms, will that include weekends if we allow the pavilions to come back on? People will be there on weekends and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. They will be they will be assigned accordingly, according to the schedule of the opening of the parks, and we will set a schedule. That's why we would probably hire two to three people so that we could stagger their schedule.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Does any other council member have any other comments concerning the reopening of the park, and we also have to talk about City Hall. Are we going to go with the same date that the governor gives us July 12th or thereafter for the opening of City Hall, Municipal Court. And so Municipal Court is already open. I forgot we had court last Thursday and it went very well, very well. We have signage up. We had sanitizers out. We only allowed so many people in the building. And the court system also have what we call clackers. And we're looking to use those later on. Clackers is something that you get, like if you go to Red Lobster someplace to eat and they give you the little gadget to hold in your hand until you call to your table. Okay. And so we purchased some of those, but we didn't use them on Thursday or Friday of last week, but we do plan to use them. They are for use in the court office right now. So, and I think Harvey has already purchased signage for us here in City Hall. So when people come in to pay their utility bills, they can stand with a safe distance and apart. We are going to require people have masks if they come into a city building. So we will have some masks for use, but we're not going to just give masks out. So that's going to be a requirement that you have a mask if you need to come into any city facility. So are we looking at opening the whole city up with the governor's order, which should be July 12th or thereafter?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in favor of that. Councilman Heath, I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
I'm in favor, Mayor. Councilwoman Davis, I'm in favor.
Oh, okay.
Question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes. Just point of clarification. We've always staffed the parks, with attendees. So what I don't understand is how they will operate differently relative to the restroom. If I could get explanation on that.
Mr. Colbert?
Yes, I'm trying to understand the question you were asking.
The question is that
last year.
Well, we've always staffed the parks. From day one when we opened the park, we've always staffed it. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how will they operate differently relative to the restrooms? What will be the schedule? What will be the schedule for cleaning the restrooms?
Well, the schedule would be as the restroom is used by a participant, they will have to be vigilant from working out of where the pool is, area is, to clean that restroom after each use. The pool attendants would also be doing things, in the pool area. We're doing stuff now there on the pool deck in terms of keeping the water, getting algae out of the water and things like that. So they will be assigned as with their specific duties to monitor the restroom throughout the day.
Okay, so you're saying that they will be required to clean the restroom after each use?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Does any other council person have any other comments or suggestions? Okay, so we will, as soon as the governor gives a speech this week, I'll send an email out and we'll look to follow the governor's guidance as far as the reopening. So we will remain closed here in City Hall. Utilities building will remain closed. We can't really close up municipal court other than the days when they're having court days. The other days, they will still remain closed. They're so far behind with court cases that we may even have to put on another court date. But we'll see about that. But in the meantime, as soon as I hear from the governor, we hear what he has to say, email will go out to all council and all department heads. Hopefully before Friday of this week, okay?
Sounds good.
The next item.
Sounds good.
Great. The next item is utility disconnections. Just want to give you a quick rundown on the disconnections. What we have, no one has been disconnected here in the city of Fairburn since February. And when I say disconnection, these are the numbers that would be scheduled for disconnection if it was in effect. So right now, as of today, we got 175 electric customers that's on the disconnect list, 96 water customers, and we have 21 commercial customers. Now, let me go back and just give you some numbers. We are down, we started off last week with 378 residential customers that was scheduled for disconnection if we was going to disconnect. Now we went at 75. The water, we went from 208 to 96. And commercial customers, we went from 34 to 21. Georgia Power, Greystone are all starting their disconnections again on July the 15th. And so, but Georgia Power is allowing their customers to take several months of payment plans in order to catch up. We need to decide when we're going to start our disconnections. Are we going to follow suit with Georgia Power, Greystone, who followed the guidance of the PSC, or are we going to follow the guidance of what the governor issues to us on whatever date we decide to open back up the city?
My suggestion, Mayor, would be to do it at the time that all the other companies are doing it, Georgia Power and Greystone, just for uniformity within the community, because you have people that's on Greystone, you have some that's on Georgia Power. That would be my suggestion.
Okay. Anyone else have any suggestions?
I agree with that suggestion as well.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Okay.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes.
Yes. So Georgia Power is also, as well as Greystone, allowing arrangements for customers who are scheduled to be disconnected. Is that our plan as well?
Yes.
Great.
What would that be?
That is our plan as well. I think Georgia Power is allowing up to March of 2021. I don't think we're going to do March of 2021. We will probably do anywhere from, it all depends on the bill, but most of our customers are paying. And you can look at the numbers now. Since February, we're not doing really bad in the collection of our utilities. So the most I would suggest is a 90-day contract for them to catch up. March of next year is a long time. Mm-hmm. And we really want to get whatever funds we can get before our budget closes this year.
Well, I totally agree with that. I would no way suggesting we go out that far. I think 90 days is a good window to assist the customer. And it'll probably only be just a few, probably any less than 10%, if that, of the remaining numbers that you have. So that would work for me.
Anyone else have any suggestions as to the disconnections, when we start up again? Okay, so we're going to look at the date that Georgia Power is going to use, and that's July 15th, I believe. I was looking for my paperwork. Oh, here it is. It's actually July 15th is what Georgia Power and Greystone will be using to disconnect their customers. So what we'll do tomorrow, we're working on the newsletter for July. And we can actually put that in our newsletter. So people that's getting their utility bills, the end of the month, will have some idea of what we're going to do. So that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll be in the utility newsletter for this month. Okay. And the next and the last thing up for our discussion is our hazard pay. As you know, we've been paying our police, fire, and a few employees in the street department hazard pay, $500 for our police and fire, and $250 a month for our street workers. We have, as of the last pay period in June, which was pay period that ended on June 12th, we've had five pay periods of hazard pay. This pay period employees will receive on June 26th will be the sixth pay period that we're paying hazard pay. We need to discuss how much longer we're going to pay hazard pay. Are we going to continue through what the governor is going to designate as the end of the pandemic period? Or are you planning on going a little further? Right now, we've paid $88,375 in hazard pay, and that's not going to include roughly about $18,000 for this pay period that will occur on Friday of this week. So where do we stand on hazard pay?
Mayor, Councilman Heath, is this money, some of that money is going to be reimbursed to the cities for the
yes.
19?
Yes. We've actually included the hazard pay in the CARES reimbursement that we're looking to get. In fact, we're looking for them to drop a deposit into our account around the 30th of this month. Angela, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you give them a little background on what we've sent in to the state for reimbursement?
Yes, ma'am. The first money that they will deposit into our account at the end of the month is based on population, and they have sort of been debating upon what amount. On the low side, that amount would be about $2.6 million for Fairburn, I believe. Just based on numbers that they've thrown around, they haven't given us a definite yet. Nobody seems to know exactly what they're going to do. And then we also have an opportunity to recoup some of our funds through the CARES, like through a different avenue, through Fulton County maybe. They're still debating that as well. And we have compiled our expenses and have the invoices to show in order to receive those funds back. But the largest allotment will be the end of this month.
Right. And what Angela is talking about is that there's a little rift now between the cities. The eight cities here in South Fulton, we just sent a letter to the governor. To Chairman Pitts and the Fulton County Commissioners, because that money went from the feds to the state and then to the county. And the county was given roughly about $387 per person, per capita, for a certain population. They want to actually distribute to us only $174 of that $387 that they received. And so we're not happy with that. Whatever the feds gave them, we would like to get our portion. And so that $2.1 million that she's talking about would be the portion that we should adequately receive. And so we're working now with Chairman Pitts and the other Fulton County Commissioners, because when the United States Congress passed the CARES Act in April of this year, and they set aside over $4 billion in fact, it was $4,117,000,000 that went to cities and towns, according to their population, that was supposed to be distributed to us. But, you know, when the money starts dwindling down, everybody wants their share of it, and they don't want it to dwindle down to the municipalities. But that's what it's for. And so we're asking for our fair share. So we're hoping that we're going to get this $2.1 million at the end of the month. We don't know yet. We're just waiting to see. So that's where we are with that. But we are going to get reimbursed for our hazard pay at some point.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Davis.
Yes.
Did Ms. Angela say 2.6 million or is it 2.1? And I know that's an approximation.
Was it 2.1, Angela?
Right now, it's between 2.1 and 2.6 on the minimum side. It just depends on what decision they make. So we really don't know yet. They've not given us a good, clear understanding of how much it will be. We just know we're going to receive a deposit by June 30th.
Okay.
Great. So we're going to be checking our bank account on June 30th, July the 1st, to just see. We gave them our routing information. We gave them our bank account numbers. We're going to drop that money into our general fund account. And the way things look, that money will, at the end of this fiscal year, will actually go over into our reserve, because we're doing okay and we have just a couple of more months to go before we into a new fiscal year. So we just need to drop that over so that we'll have more money in our reserve for later on. But we're going to fight for every penny that we're supposed to get. And like I said, all 8 of our cities have signed off to Chairman Pitts and the Fulton County Commissioners to get our fair share of that that money out of the CARES Act. So if you want to continue to do the hazard pay, through the date of the governor's order, we can. It's just up to you all. Just let us know, because we have to make sure that that money is allocated over into that line item for hazard pay.
And I this is Councilwoman Davis. I think that we should continue if we're going to be reimbursed. Yeah.
This is Councilwoman Cordes.
I'm sorry, I think I heard Councilman Palin.
Yes, I agree. I think we should continue this as long as we possibly can until the dates change and go from there. Yeah.
Okay, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, I agree as well.
Okay.
Councilman Heath, I agree as well.
Okay.
Councilman Whitmore, I agree as well, Mayor.
Okay. Okay.
Smallwood, I agree as well.
Okay. So it seems like you're unanimous in continuing the hazard pay until the governor or the, I'm a little confused. You want to continue it until the governor issues his final order for the pandemic, which will be sometime in July, or you want to continue it, say, until the last pay period in July, or how you want to do it?
The longest that we can do it. I'm sorry.
Just a second. I hate to cut you off, Councilwoman Davis, but I think they have a cutoff for these funds being reimbursed, Angela. Am I correct? Is it June 30th or is it July 30th?
Mayor, I'll have to research that and let you know. I don't have that date in front of me right now.
Okay. But I think there's a date that there's a cutoff date. And so we would have to stop it at whatever cutoff date if we're planning on getting reimbursed at a later time for it. Now, we can continue it and not get reimbursed for it, but I think there's a cutoff date for when we can actually ask for reimbursement.
Got it.
Okay. And as soon as I find out tomorrow, we'll let you know.
That'd be great, Mayor.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're through with the four items that we had for discussion tonight. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council minutes. The first set is May the 11th, 2020, the special telephonic council meeting. Council, you received the minutes of that meeting of May 11th. Do you have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of May 11th, 2020?
So moved. Councilwoman Davis. Second.
Motion made by second. Councilwoman Davis and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The next set of minutes is June 8th, Zoom council meeting. You received those minutes. Do you have any corrections or additions to the June 8th, 2020 Zoom meeting minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the June 8th, 2020 Zoom council meeting minutes?
So moved.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Those minutes are approved 6-0. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight. We have 10 items on the agenda for tonight. Looks like Mr. Lester is going to take up most of our time tonight with at least seven agenda items. Mr. Lester, one for utility, one for Mr. Harvey Stokes, and one for our attorney, Randy Turner. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the agenda items 1 through 10 that's listed in our agenda for tonight?
So moved, Mayor. Councilman Whitmore.
Motion second, made Mayor by Councilman Heath. Whitmore and seconded by Councilman Heath.
Yes, sir.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The council agenda for tonight is approved 6-0. The first item on the agenda tonight is from our utility department, for mayor and council to approve task order number 139 with integrated science and engineering for design, bidding, and construction phase assistance for the Fayette Road Water Main Improvement Project. Mr. John Martin, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Okay, you have item number one. Would you go ahead, please?
Yeah. Yes, Mayor and Council, hello, how y'all doing?
Good.
Fine, how are you?
All right. This is for the approval of task order number 139. That's through a Greenwich Integrated Science and Engineer. This is for the design, bidding, and construction phase assistance for the Fayetteville Road Water Main Improvement Project. For the history involved in it, it's been since 2016 that they did a field survey and subsurface field utility exploration, and they did a preliminary design, but it wasn't one final. But due to the age of the water main and the repeated meter water main leaks that was there, you know, it was determined that it needed to, within that 5,000 linear feet, to be enhanced, and so we can improve reliability of water service to the customers in that area. And that's moving it up from a 6-inch to an 8-inch, which should give great, I mean, real great water pressure to all of the citizens in that area right there. So I'm looking for the council's approval to go ahead and approve this and allow the mayor to sign for this amount of money, $65,620, for to go ahead and move forward with this project.
Okay, council, you heard Mr. Martin. Is there any discussion on item number one? Okay. No discussion. Is there a motion on the floor to approve item number one?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Second by Heath.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis and seconded by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Martin.
You're welcome, Mayor and Council. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Item number two is Mr. Harvey Stokes, Property Management, for Mayor and Council to approve the purchase of two John Deere Zero Z93OM turf mowers. Mr. Stokes, would you go ahead with your item, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Hope y'all doing fine.
Good evening.
We're in the process of asking Mayor and Council to approve two new John Deere zero-turn turf mowers. I have a stocking of 9 mowers in my fleet so far, and I got some that goes back as far as 2009 because of the way we keep them up. They last for a while, but the age began to take toll on them. The last mower I purchased was back in 2014. I purchased two mowers then. And so trying to keep the rotation going so my guys can have something to work with up with all this downtime, I'm asking for the Mayor and Council to approve these two mowers, and they are listed on state contracts, so they have been bidded at $18,894.26. They were budgeted during the fiscal year of this year, 19 and 20. $19,000 was set aside for these purchases. If you have any questions, please.
Okay, Council, do you have any questions for Mr. Stokes concerning the purchase of these two lawnmowers? They were in the budget listed as $19,000 for him to purchase this year. Are there any questions or any comments concerning this purchase?
Ma'am.
No.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the purchase of two John Deere Zero Z930M turf mowers?
So moved.
Mayor.
Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Heath. Is that a second by Councilman Palin?
Yes.
Oh, second by Councilman Palin. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion carries 6-0. All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Stokes.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Yeah, the next item on the agenda, in fact, the next 7 items on the agenda is from Lester Thompson, Community Development. The first one is for Mayor and Council to approve an intergovernmental agreement with the South Fulton Community Development District for the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project. Lester.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The purpose of this agenda item, as the mayor said, is to approve an IGA with the South Fulton CID to provide construction funding for the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project. The budget impact will be an increase in $200,000 in project funding. At the City of Fairbanks' request, the South Fulton CID agreed to provide assistance and construction funding for the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project. Proposed IGA is their response to our request. In order to be reimbursed the $200,000 in the proposed construction funding, the IGA with the South Fulton CID must be processed. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the IGA with the South Fulton CID for the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Yes, may I have a question, Councilwoman Portis-Jones?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Thompson. What's the source of the reimbursement?
They're going to pay for the first $200,000 via the intergovernmental agreement. So they're
okay. And what's the total cost of the project?
That's going to be the next agenda item, but that'll be $234,488.50. So they're paying $200,000 of that $234,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. Is there any more comments concerning this IGA agreement with South Fulton CID?
Nope.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Okay, motion made by Councilwoman Davis and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That IGA is approved 6-0. The next item, Lester, is item number 4, which actually coincides with item number 3.
Yes, ma'am. And that is for Mayor and Council to approve the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project contract award to the Corbett Group for an amount of $234,488.50. As stated, the budget impact will be $234,488.50. The South Florida CID will be responsible for the first $200,000. The remaining project expenditures will come out of the T-SPLOS infrastructure account. The invitation for bid was advertised on May 6th. The bid opening was June 5th. 15 bids were received. After completion of the bid evaluation, it was determined that the Corbett Group was the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. As such, staff is recommending approval of the contract award to the Corbett Group for $234,488.50. Any questions?
Yes, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So when, what's the projected date for repaving? Where does it start on Bohannon Road? Does it start at Johnson Road?
This is a sidewalk project, Councilman.
So where does it, so where does it start, the sidewalk on Bohannon Road?
It starts where the sidewalk terminates in front of Duracell, and it goes all the way down to McLaren. This will allow the workers that work at the warehouse in that area a safe means that to get to and from work.
Oh, I totally agree with that. That's been a major issue for quite some time. Do you have a projected start date?
If it's approved, I plan on issuing a notice of award on tomorrow once they get the contract documents back to me. So typically within 3 weeks from today is my projected start date.
All right, and then what's the projected completion date, roughly?
About 90 days.
90 days, okay.
NTP, yes, ma'am.
All right, fantastic. All right, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Thompson concerning the Bohannon Road sidewalk project?
Yes, ma'am, this is Councilman Heath. I'd just like to ask, how much money do we have in the T-Splash funds? Do you have any idea, Mr. Thompson?
We have about 5 million. I don't have those numbers in front of me. It's in your budget. I'm sorry. I do have those numbers with me. Let me see here. In pedestrian, in that account, we have $1,062,881. $1,062,881 in the account. That's for pedestrian improvements.
Great. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Follow-up question, Councilwoman Portis Jones. We are in the third or fourth year of the T-SPLOS.
We are in the fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there, this may be premature, Mayor, but is there discussion about possible renewal?
There's a heated discussion going on with our cities. We just had a conference call on last week concerning T-SPLOS. And I think the North cities are thinking that we down here in the South are being very arrogant right now because we want our fair share of T-SPLOS. You know, they're sending a lot of it up North. And we just want our share. Our people are paying taxes and we want our share. So unless the 8 cities agree to what we feel is fair, then I don't know if there's going to be a T-Splash again. But we're working with Fulton County. We're working with MARTA. We're working with everyone that we need to be involved with at this particular time to just make sure that we do get T-Splash. We just tired of being stepchildren, and that's the way we feel. When you send millions and millions of dollars up north, and you know, we get pennies on the dollar here, we have a problem with that. So Ms. Portis Jones, there's a lot of discussion going on right now, and I can tell you right now that unless we can come to some consensual terms, there's going to be a problem with T-Splash as far as the eight cities here in the south part of the state is concerned.
Thank you for that update.
You're welcome. Is there any more questions or comments concerning the Bohannon Road sidewalk project?
Nope.
Mayor, I have one. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do I have the floor, Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson, one thing I really appreciate you are doing with your agenda items is attaching the financial information to the various accounts that you are asking for funding from. So I really appreciate that extra that you are giving us. However, on these, it is as of April 30th. So I just want to make sure it is current as of July's time frame. And maybe Ms. Angela can help out.
They're always done a month behind. The new ones just came out today, and that was after the council packages were presented. So I try to get the most current information available, and that was the most current information I had at the time.
Okay, great. But it's still good, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We haven't spent any money.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Are there any more comments or questions for Mr. Thompson? Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve item number 4?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay.
This is up for grabs.
Okay, the motion was made. Is that Councilwoman Davis or Councilwoman Portis Jones?
Portis Jones.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay. Motion made by Councilwoman Portis Jones and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Click the button to continue.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Mr. Thompson, the next item is item number 5 for Mayor and Council to approve task order number 4 with Atlas Technical Consultants for Construction Engineering and Inspection Services.
That's correct. And this is and associates with the previous two task orders. This is for more than our ability to do the construction engineering and inspection services for the project. Their proposal is less than 5% of the construction amount, which is typical for CMPM services. The agreement with Moreland Altabelli, which is now Atlas, was approved with the understanding that such task orders would be issued on an as-needed basis. As such, staff recommends that Mayor and Council approve task order number 4 with Atlas Technical Consultants for CEI services on the Bohannon Road sidewalk project for an amount not to exceed $11,900.
Okay, Council, you've heard Mr. Thompson. Do you have any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve task order number 4 with Atlas Technical Consultants?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, second. Motion made
Mayor
by
Pro Tem Smallwood.
Motion made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The next item on the agenda is item number 6, and that item is for Mayor and Council to approve an IGA with the South Fulton Community Development District for the Howell Avenue Extension Project.
Yes, ma'am. And this is an IGA with the South Fulton CID to deliver the Howell Avenue Extension Project. At our request, the South Fulton CID agreed to assist us in delivering that by providing construction funding. The budget impact will be a proposed increase of $2,450,000 in project funding. In order to reimburse this $2,450,000, the IGA must be processed. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the IGA with the South Fulton CID for the Howell Avenue Extension Project. Any questions?
Thompson, I have a question. Councilman Heath, I was reading through the agreement, and it says here that the first $1.5 million to the construction project will basically come from the CID. And then the next line says that whereas the CID is willing to pay an amount not to exceed $950,000. Can you interpret that for me?
Yes, sir, I certainly can. What they're saying is the first $1.5 million will come from the South Fulton CID by way of the GTIB grant that was won about a year and a half ago. Then the remaining funds will come out of their funding, which is an additional $950,000. So collectively, that will be $2,450,000.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome.
Council, do you have any other questions for Mr. Thompson? Is there a motion on the floor to approve the IGA with South Fulton Improvement for the Howell Avenue Extension Project?
So moved.
So moved.
Davis.
A motion made by Councilwoman Davis. Is that a second by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed, that motion carries 6-0. The next item is item number 7. For Mayor and Council to approve the Howell Avenue Sidewalk Project Contract Award.
Yes, ma'am. Again, this one is for the Howell Avenue Extension Project Award to Strack Incorporated for an amount of $3,170,410.54. The South Fulton CID will be responsible for the first $2,450,000. The remaining project expenditures will come out of the T-Splos roadway account, and that amount will be $720,410.54. The invitation for bid was advertised on May 6th. The bid opening was June 5th, at which time 8 bids were received. After completion of the bid evaluation, it was determined that Strack was the lowest responsive bidder. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the Bohannon Road Sidewalk Project contract award to Strack Incorporated for a bid price of $3,170,410.54. Any questions?
Councilman Heath, I have one.
Yes, sir.
What is the expected date of start and the date of completion?
They're raring to go. He's Joe Strack. He's actually a local contractor as well. He resides off of Laser Industrial Boulevard, so it's going to be right in his backyard, and he's ready to start tomorrow.
Okay.
See the payment and performance bonds.
Right.
We issued in the notice of award and then the NTP. So we're thinking about a 2-week start date because I have to also do the NOI. Can't start construction till 10 days after the NOI is processed. So
got it.
We're looking at 3 weeks.
Okay. All right, thank you,
and
sir.
Then the duration is going to be 1 year. I'm sorry, I didn't ask.
1 year? Okay, got it.
One year from the NTP.
One last thing. Is it going to be a two-lane highway or three-lane?
It's going to be two lanes and a twiddle, which is a two-way left turn lane, which is, you know,
got it.
So as development comes, you'll have opportunity to turn left going in either direction.
Wonderful. Great. So thank lanes. You, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Thompson concerning the Howell Avenue Extension Roadway project? Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
Councilman Whitmore, so move.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore. Is there a second?
Councilman.
Second.
Is that second by Councilman Heath?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Lester, would you just take just a few minutes and tell council about the great relationship that the city of Fairbanks has with the South Fulton CID?
It's definitely a truly great relationship. They've been supportive of us and our initiatives, helping us accomplish our objectives. They make their objectives our objectives. So it's definitely been one that's been beneficial for both the city of Fairbanks and the city of South and the South Fulton CID.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And they put their money where their mouth is too. Sorry, they definitely put their money where their mouth is too. I want to add that piece.
The next item on the agenda is item number 8 for Mayor and Council approved task order number 5 with Atlas Technical Consultants for Construction Engineering and Inspection Services. Mr. Thompson.
Yes, ma'am. Task order number 5 is associated with the previous two agenda items, which is to do the CEI services for the Howell Avenue Extension Project. It's typical as for construction management contracts. It's less than 5% of the actual award amount, which is $134,750. It will come out of the T-SPLOS project management account, which you can see has about $374,000 in it. I don't want to tell you anything wrong. $379,930 in it. So the funding is there. The agreement with Moreland was approved with the understanding that task orders such as this would be issued on an as-needed basis. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve task order number 5 with Atlas Technical Consultants for CEI services for the Howell Avenue Extension Project for an amount not to exceed $134,750.
Council, you've heard Mr. Thompson. Do you have any questions or comments concerning this Atlas Technical Consultant Construction Engineering Services contract? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, motion made second. By Councilwoman Davis, seconded by Councilman Heath.
Yes, ma'am.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Mr. Thompson, your last agenda item is item number 9 for Mayor and Council to approve the permanent easement sale for the I-85 at State Route 74 interchange project.
Yes, ma'am. Just some history on it. This is for the I-85 State Route 74 interchange project. And, we're currently undergoing right-of-way acquisition. Fortunately, we own some land that needs to be acquired for construction, the maintenance of construction slopes and utilities. And that property is right next to the park and ride in the proposed phase 2 location. They did a fair market value and they presented an offer to us of $1,200. It's a reasonable offer, it's based on fair market value. So my recommendation is for Mayor and Council to approve the sale of that permanent easement located on parcel 42 of the I-85 State Route 74 interchange project for an asking price of $1,200. Any questions?
Mr. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
When do they propose for this project to go forward?
Not until all the right-of-way has been acquired. So GDOT is doing the right-of-way acquisition for us. Only two parcels have been acquired, but they're moving forward with condemnation on several parcels. We want to help kind of move that forward. That's why we're bringing this item tonight, to help kind of speed the right-of-way acquisition process along. So once right-of-way, all the right-of-way has been acquired, they can finalize the plans, and then they can put it out to bid, but not until that time. So hopefully within the next 6 months, if everything works out right, but with condemnation of all those major commercial properties, it may take a little bit longer.
Well, I know that this thing has been put off and then back on and everything else, and it's been going on for a couple of, at least 3 or 4 years. And originally they wanted to put a merging diamond there, according to the engineers. And I kind of spoke up and said, you know, we need a full figure eight there so that people can get on and off, especially seeing some of the traffic conditions that we have there, with people going to work and also with coming home. So, this has just been a long, drug-out thing. But at any rate, I'm glad that it's finally down to where it is. Thank you for all the hard work put into it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, these projects, unfortunately, take a long time when you follow the GDOT PDP process. But all the funding's been allocated. It's a project of regional importance, and we're moving forward with it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Council, are there anyone else who has any comments or on this permanent easement sale for the I-85 State Route 74 interchange in the amount of $1,200?
Nope.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilwoman Portis Jones. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Mr. Thompson, before you leave us tonight, can you give us just an update on our streetscape?
The streetscape project, we're getting close. Actually, the pre-construction meeting is scheduled for tomorrow. After that meeting, I'm anticipating issuing the notice to proceed with construction. And once we issue the notice to proceed with construction, it's going to take a year to construct. So we're there. So after a long wait, we're finally there. So look forward to improvements in downtown coming soon.
Thank you.
Yes,
fantastic. Yes. May I have an unrelated question of Mr. Thompson?
Okay.
Yes. Back to the discussion relative to T-Splash.
Yes, ma'am.
Was the paving of Bohannon Road included in the project list? And if so, when do we anticipate that project proceeding?
Which portion of Bohannon? Because we did the full debt reclamation of Bohannon from McLaren to Oakley Industrial a couple of years ago.
But the Oakley from Johnson Road.
From Oakley to Johnson. Johnson Road
from Oakley Industrial to Palmetto.
That's currently, that's already been awarded. The contract is planning on starting on that after the 4th of July. So we're thinking mid July on that. With the completion date of, let me pull it up, I can tell you exactly.
I apologize.
No problem.
I don't know this stuff off the top of my head, but okay. Construction's planned to begin July 13th, and anticipated completion date is September 25th, 2020.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Thompson, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Before we go to the last item on the agenda, I just want counsel, if anybody, any of you are interested in getting dirty on Friday, myself and the mayor of the city of South Fulton and their public work department and our public work department will be down on Harris Road. We've gotten a lot of complaints about trash all down that road. So we're going to merge together and with both of our public work departments, and we're going to go out there and we're going to clean up that road on Friday. We're going to meet about 8:30, and we're hoping that around noon, we can take some trucks and trucks and trucks out of there with mattresses and TVs and chairs, you name it, it's been thrown on that road. So we are going to be cleaning up Harris Road on Friday morning in collaboration with the city of South Fulton.
You can count me in, Mayor.
This okay. Is
yes.
Okay. So with that being said, our last item on the agenda today is from our city attorney, Mr. Randy Turner, and this resolution was brought to us by Councilwoman Portis Jones. It's a resolution in support of the legislation pending in the General Assembly, which is House Bill 426, which would define hate crimes and provide for enhanced criminal penalties for persons or individuals who commit hate crimes within the state of Georgia. Ms. Portis Jones, before Mr. Turner comes on the line, did you have anything that you wanted to say or add to this?
No, Mayor, but to say thanks, thank you and fellow council members for supporting this. I think this is the right thing to do for our city to take a stand relative to hate crimes. As we know and we've seen all over the numerous hate crimes that have occurred, you know, those that are known and those that were unknown, and that it is, you know, now time for us to do something about it. And most importantly, it is not a good look for the state of Georgia to be one of four states without a hate crimes bill. We consider ourselves a progressive state. So I think we should legislate as if we are the progressive state. So thank you so much for that. I know it's an ever-evolving discussion, and I'll leave it to Attorney Turner, you know, to tell us about this. But time is of the essence to get it down to the Capitol if it is approved.
Attorney Turner, are you on the line?
I am. Good evening, Mayor. Members of Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As Councilwoman Portis Jones just explained, this is, in fact, we are one of only four states in the United States that doesn't have some version of hate crimes bill. Just to give you a quick summary of what Georgia's proposed, this proposed hate crime bill operates in the same way as they all do, which is to provide enhanced penalties for individuals who commit both property crimes and crimes against individuals if the finder of fact in that matter also determines that person acted out of animus towards a person due to their race, color, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, and so forth. I will tell you, this is not a particularly strong hate crimes bill. The enhanced criminal penalties for both misdemeanor crimes and for felony crimes is not great, but it is certainly a huge step in the right direction. This bill was, I think as Ms. Portis-Jones discussed at the last meeting, this bill was passed by the Georgia House of Representatives in 2019. So it is being carried over to the Senate beginning in January. I understand, in fact, I think there have already been some committee hearings this summer about this bill. So what we're looking at here is a resolution that would support the version of the bill that passed out of the House of Representatives in 2019. I'm not really sure what else I could lend to your understanding of this bill. I attached actually the proposed statutory language and just summarized it. In fact, it does provide for enhanced criminal penalties where property and individuals have been harmed by criminal misconduct and it's found to have been motivated by animus towards those individuals and classes of individuals that we discussed. If there's any questions, I prepared this resolution as was requested last meeting for signature by all members of council. I included a specific section 4 in here to have this forwarded to members of the Fulton County House and Senate delegations and to other members of General Assembly that any of you might deem appropriate, as well as to the governor, as well as to the lieutenant governor. The Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives has endorsed this legislation. It has mm-hmm. not been endorsed by the lieutenant governor, who of course presides over the state Senate. But we are asking through this resolution that the Senate take immediate action to support the legislation. And we're also asking that the governor sign it immediately upon its adoption, hopefully in early 2021.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Council, each one of you all will need to sign off on this resolution. It is my hope that I can get your signatures on it. I'll go back to approving it, but it's my hope that I can get your signatures on it this week, tomorrow, or Wednesday at the latest, so that it can be forwarded to the state capitol to our governor's office. With that being said, are there any comments or any other questions concerning this resolution? Is there a motion on the floor to approve the resolution?
So moved. Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Motion made by Councilwoman Portis-Jones. Is there a second?
Councilman Heath, second.
Second by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? This resolution passes 6-0. So I will have the resolution ready for your signature beginning tomorrow. I would ask that by Wednesday of this week that each council member would just drop in. You don't even have to come inside if you don't want to. You can call before you come and drive through the window, and I'll have the young lady to shoot it out to you. You can sign it and keep going. So if I can get your agreement to be by the office by Wednesday to sign off on the resolution, I would appreciate it.
Mayor, Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes.
I would ask if at all possible, if we could send it via email as well as the hard copy via snail mail.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll send it soft and hard copy.
Thank you.
Okay. With that being said, item number 10 is our last item on our regular agenda tonight. We do have let's go with council comments before I give you the instructions for the executive session tonight. Council comments, let's start with Councilman Whitmore.
No comments, Mayor.
Councilwoman Davis.
No comments, Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood?
I don't have any comments.
Councilwoman Portis Jones?
No comments, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilman Pat Fallon?
I really have anything to say, but I would tell you that what Lester indicated in terms of the CID, these people have played a huge and critically important role in us moving forward. And that I want to just let them know that I'm appreciative of all they've done to support us and move us forward. And that's a fact. Okay.
Thank you, Councilman Heath.
No comment.
Okay. Okay, with that being said, I'll give you the directions, instructions for our executive session. Look at your phones in the next minute or so. Jessica will be forwarding to you the information for our executive session. If you would log in, I'll give you a few minutes to log in. And we can resume our meeting through the executive session tonight. The executive session will entail litigation. And with that being said, is there a motion to adjourn into executive session?
So moved, Mayor.
Was that Councilman Heath?
Yes, ma'am.
Second, okay.
Second by
Whitmore.
Councilman Whitmore, the motion made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Councilman Whitmore. We will now adjourn into executive session. We'll be back on the line in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everyone.